Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia upheld the Buffalo School Board's application to remove Carl Paladino as a member of the board. Paladino drew attention for making racially charged comments about President Obama and his wife Michelle in a Buffalo newspaper last December. But the actual charges against him were for leaking sensitive information to the press from a closed-door session of the board. In the decision, Elia writes that those actions were a willful violation of the law. The attorney for the school board, Frank Miller, says justice has been done.
What this decision does is very powerfully reinforces the obligation of school board members to recognize their duties to protect and preserve the confidential nature of executive session discussions. And that is an imperative for every board member and every board member regardless of station in life. And that is a very powerful message that the Commissioner of Education sent today.
Commissioner Elia rejected Paladino's contention that he was trying to get information about fraud and corruption within the board out to the media, saying that is not a defense. Jay Warona, General Counsel and Deputy Executive Director for the New York State School Boards Association, says Elia upheld established law.
There's consistency, there's conformity, and we're pleased about that.
The Education Commissioner issued the decision in a week where racial divisions have been highlighted in the U.S. A white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia on August 12th left three people dead. During the hearing, Paladino brought up the racist comments himself. He apologized, saying there was no excuse for the remarks and that he had brought shame on his family. But Paladino's lawyers claim that the school board was retaliating against Paladino for his remarks by filing the charges that he leaked board private information. They argued that Paladino's First Amendment right to free speech was violated. Commissioner Elia found that Paladino did not prove that he was subjected to retribution from the board. She writes there's no evidence that his right to free speech has been chilled or otherwise impaired. Warona, with the School Boards Association, says it's clear that the racist comments by the Buffalo businessman were a factor in the case.
No one can deny that. I think the commissioner got this part right when she said that if Carl Paladino would have the ability to make comments that are incendiary and then to violate the law and be protected from being called on violating the laws that he's not free to violate simply because he made a comment that might be protected under the First Amendment, that would make a mockery out of the obligations that school board members have.
Paladino attorney Dennis Vacco says he's terribly disappointed with the decision.
Buffalo Public Schools. I think it's a bad day for the children that attend those schools, and it's certainly a bad day for the taxpayers.
Vacco, the former state attorney general, says he thinks it's a reach to remove a duly elected school board member, and he says Paladino did not leak the information about the teacher contract talks until 3 months after the private board meeting occurred and after the contract had already been ratified.
He is getting punished for pulling the curtain back on the means and process as to how the Buffalo Teachers Federation manipulated this Board of Education to arrive at a budget-busting contract.
Under the ruling, Paladino is banned from seeking re-election to the board for a year. The legal wrangling over Paladino's position on the school board is not over yet, though. He's filed a federal lawsuit claiming that his First Amendment rights were violated by the board's actions. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.